If your toddler has been diagnosed with autism or is waiting for a diagnosis, you're going to want to pay attention for the next 60 seconds. Happy Ladders is parent-led early autism therapy that empowers you, the parent, to teach your toddler essential developmental skills through play. Studies have shown that the parent-led model is highly effective while eliminating frustration over long wait lists or the worry about losing precious developmental time, all without the disruption of people coming into your home. Happy Ladders includes activities that target 150 essential developmental skills every toddler needs, as well as assessments in four different developmental areas. There's also an exclusive community of parents just like you and professional coaching to ensure success for both you and your toddler. To learn more, get a free trial, and take advantage of an exclusive limited-time offer for my listeners, visit happyladders.com. That's HappyLadders. Use the code TheAutismDad at checkout to save 50% off the monthly membership. Plus, get a free one-on-one session as well as access to the Tantrums and Meltdown mini course. This is a limited time offer, so act now. If your toddler has been diagnosed with autism or is waiting for a diagnosis, you're going to want to pay attention for the next 60 seconds. Happy Ladders is parent-led early autism therapy that empowers you, the parent, to teach your toddler essential developmental skills through play. Studies have shown that the parent-led model is highly effective while eliminating frustration over long wait lists or the worry about losing precious developmental time, all without the disruption of people coming into your home. Happy Ladders includes activities that target 150 essential developmental skills every toddler needs, as well as assessments in four different developmental areas. There's also an exclusive community of parents just like you and professional coaching to ensure success for both you and your toddler. To learn more, get a free trial, and take advantage of an exclusive limited-time offer for my listeners, visit happyladders.com. That's HappyLadders. Use the code TheAutismDad at checkout to save 50% off the monthly membership. Plus, get a free one-on-one session as well as access to the Tantrums and Meltdown mini course. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Welcome back to another episode of the Autism Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Gorski. This is actually going to be kind of a bonus episode. Had some technical issues last week that I got worked out, and I'm hoping to have this really cool interview up for you guys in the next couple of days. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I thought I would do something a little bit different. You guys have been requesting that I do sort of like a, I don't know, maybe like a confessional kind of thing, or where I just sort of openly talk about what I deal with on a daily basis, kind of some of the struggles that I deal with as an autism dad, kind of on a personal level. Very similar to the stuff that you'd read at the blog. So if you're familiar with that, then this is sort of along those same lines. It's a little bit difficult in the sense that I have to assume that everybody who's listening is familiar with what our story is, because there's really no way to go back in time and start all over again. So I would encourage you to visit theautismdad.com. There's like 12,000 posts. You can get caught up on our journey and get a better idea of kind of what I'm about, what The Autism Dad is about, and go from there. So yeah, I guess that's what we're going to do. So just so that you guys understand what's going on. So we'll get to that in just a minute, but we got to have a quick commercial break, and see you guys on the other side.
The Autism Dad is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free, which is awesome. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, which means no fancy equipment, and that's super convenient. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, all the popular apps out there. And you can even begin making money from your podcast right away, because there's no minimum listenership required to start monetizing. So that's cool as well. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm to get started. The Autism Dad is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free, and it is ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you have always wanted to start your own podcast and you want to get paid to do it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start.
Okay. Well, we're back. And, you know, I've been struggling with this, you know, trying to come up. Here's what people have been asking me to do. when I write something on my blog, okay, where I share a story or I read an article, I'm sharing kind of our personal journey or my thoughts on something, or, you know, I talk about maybe a mistake that I made or something along those lines. And, you know, I guess it's sort of easier for me to write about that than it is to just talk about it. So this is really kind of challenging for me in a way. And it's not like I don't want to talk about it, but you know, like if you're reading a blog, you've probably been reading for a while and you're probably aware of our story. And so you have some kind of like idea of what's going on or some context. And if I just sort of jump in doing this, I mean, like I have to assume that you're following our story because you know kind of what's going on. You know, otherwise it's, some of this stuff may not make sense or it's not going to be framed in the proper context. So I would encourage you to visit theautismdad.com. Check out, there's like 12,000 posts that I have written, to sort of document everything that we've been through in the last 10 years or so. And it's very personal and insightful and a lot of people say inspiring. I don't personally maybe say that, but I hear that. But it's informative. It's, you know, my experience as a parent making really stupid mistakes, learning from them, trying not to make them again, you know, and me just sort of fumbling through raising three kids with autism. So check that out. It's probably worth your time. So what I'm going to do is just kind of give you guys an idea of where I am right now in life. As a parent, as a person, and I guess as a husband, and you know, and we'll sort of see what happens. Let me start with this. I've been very open about my struggles with depression. So I live with depression. Depression is something that I think is incredibly common in general, but it's incredibly common, even more so when you're dealing with special needs parents. And it works against me in a lot of ways. It makes life a lot harder for me, but it's something that I deal with, and I kind of just keep pushing forward. But you know, I'm sort of in a place right now where, you know, like I am so overwhelmed with everything. There are so many obstacles in my path right now, and I don't know how to overcome them. And there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of uncertainty. And if all I had to do in my life was just figure out how to circumvent these obstacles or how to overcome these challenges, I could probably do that. But, you know, I'm in a place where, you know, every minute of every day is unpredictable. Not like it's not unpredictable for anybody else, but for a parent like myself, dealing with kids who are very complex and very reactive to anything that goes on around them, I spend a lot of my time just managing one crisis after another, and trying to get any forward momentum can be very, very difficult, and it's very frustrating because, you know, I've built this platform with my blog and social media and now hopefully with this podcast that I've got a very good reputation. I'm very well respected in the community. I've established myself. I have a larger platform, but my family is still struggling. You know, I have not found a way to really sort of monetize what I'm doing. Not that I'm doing it for the money, but because I'm so limited into what I can do. You know, I'm a stay-at-home dad, caring for four people with health issues or special needs. I have very limited options, and one of the things that I'm really good at is advocating and writing, and I've been doing that for a long time, and I can do things with like ad revenue and partnerships with companies and stuff like that. But I don't know how to market myself and do things along those lines that could really increase my earning potential, which could help me overcome a lot of these obstacles, you know, and help me get my family out of our neighborhood that we're in, which isn't very good at all. You know, maybe replace our car, which is, I mean, it's, we're lucky that it's still moving at this point. And you know, all those things are, they weigh heavy on me, you know? I mean, like, I don't want to be wealthy. I don't want to be, I'm not looking to avoid dealing with problems, but I'm trying to figure out ways of using what I've built to not only help other people, but also help my own family. And that's just, it's something that I struggle with, and it weighs on me a lot because there's so much potential and I just don't really know how to tap into it and do so in a way that is, that doesn't sort of cheapen what I'm trying to do for the community, you know? And so it's a rough thing. You know, and it's overwhelming and I'm frustrated because there's setbacks with some of my kids. You know, we have some difficult decisions that we have to make in regards to my oldest, Gavin. For example, he's 19. He is emotionally about, he's somewhere in the ballpark of like 4 to 6 emotionally or cognitively. And so you can imagine how difficult that is on a good day. But he's also schizophrenic and has a lot of health problems. And he's the sweetest kid you're ever going to meet. He is so well-intentioned. He is so thoughtful and selfless. Never complains about anything. You know, I mean, you couldn't ask for anyone to cope with the things that he has to cope with and do it with more grace and dignity than what he does. I mean, he just is above reproach on all of those things. At the same time, he is very difficult to coexist with. You know, I used to just say like he incessantly talks, but one of my readers had made a comment that their kid does the same. It's pretty common for kids with autism or other things along those lines. But they have labeled, they consider it him, you know, their kid is narrating their life. And that's a really cool way to look at it. So I kind of look at it like that. Now, Gavin narrates everything that he does. So if he's thinking something, he has to say it. If he is thinking about doing something, he has to tell us. If he is thinking about not doing something, he's going to tell us. And if it's just random crap that pops into his head, he has to tell us. He has to talk about food or video games all the time, and it's relentless and it wears on you, and it's like, it sounds terrible, but it's like torture. It's like that, whatever that where they, you know, you're tied up and they drip water like a drip at a time onto your forehead, and you think it's not a big deal, but over time it drives you crazy, and this, it drives us crazy. It creates issues for the other kids because they get frustrated. They don't have the tools or really, you know, the maturity or the capacity to better cope with some of Gavin's behaviors. But it just wears. And when you start out in a day, like you get up in the morning and you got to get the kids ready for school, which is a struggle in and of itself because you've got sensory issues and you've got anxiety and you've got, you know, people who are just constantly worried about things and stressed out and overwhelmed. And then you have meltdowns within 20 minutes of waking up. You know, you're late to school, which makes things worse. And then it just compounds, and then you come home and Gavin has to just talk at you. He doesn't even talk to you. He talks at you, because he doesn't care if you're listening. He just needs to be talking. You know, we've tried things like, some of my readers have made suggestions over the years, like, well, you know, put him in front of a mirror, let him talk to his own reflection, which sounds really awful, but we've tried it, because we were desperate and that didn't work. We've tried getting him to journal. Or type out his thoughts. We've given him recording devices for him to record himself talking so he could do like debriefing reports or whatever. We tried to make it like this cool thing where, okay, Gavin, like, you know, when you have all the stuff that you want to tell us, I want you to record it, and then you can submit it as like a report or something, so that it's not, we're not inundated with sort of an assault of verbiage, and that doesn't work. We've tried putting them in front of a camera and letting them talk into a camera. That really doesn't work unless we're standing there. He has to, we have to be present in order for him to get whatever he gets out of this. And so it's exhausting because we want to try and be there for him, but it just, it takes its toll. And it's been a bad week for that. It's just been, it's been relentless. And then, you know, by the time I get a chance to catch my breath, I'm looking at the house, and we've got piles of laundry, and we have bills that we got to figure out how to get paid, or we have repairs that need to be done, or you know, just looking at the car or driving the car and realizing just how bad it is, you know, how bad it is. You know, it just, it's like, where do you even begin? And it's demoralizing. And I get to the point a lot of times where I just like, screw it, man. Like, it's already 8 o'clock. I'm freaking tired. You know, the kids are going to bed. I don't even care at this point. Like, I just want to survive. And then I just push everything off because I just don't have anything left. A lot of times I don't even write, especially recently. It's just, God, it just never ends. And it's tough. And I'm in a place where my depression is sort of kind of creeping up on me a little bit. I have to have oral surgery in a couple of weeks just to have my wisdom teeth out, which I know isn't a big deal, but it's got me really stressed out. And so there's just all of these things that are just weighing so heavy on me, and I can't get out from underneath them. You know, I talk to a therapist, I'm on medication, I'm exercising, I'm eating better, I'm trying to get as much sleep as I can, but there's only so much you can do when your circumstances are unchangeable. And that's what I kind of feel where I'm at. I feel like we're stuck, and I want so desperately to free ourselves so that I can pull my family out of this, and I can pull us out of the house that we're in and put us into a safer place where our kids can play outside safely, without being shot or, you know, hit by a stray bullet, because that crap happens where we live. And there's just no way to, I can't see a way to get us out of where we are. And I hate that. So, I mean, I know that sort of sounds kind of like a, that's sort of like a, I guess it's a downer to hear all that, but it's the truth, you know, and this week has been particularly difficult for me. And I know there's a lot of people out there that get it, you know, and they can say like, man, I totally get where you're coming from because my kid doesn't stop talking, or, you know, we live in a bad neighborhood and we, you know, every dime that we have come in goes to therapies or goes to medication or goes to tuition for a school that's, you know, able to educate their child. All of these things, man, it just piles up, and you're at the bottom of the pile, and it's so hard to even see daylight or catch your breath, let alone dig yourself out. You know, it sucks at times. And so that's sort of where I am right now. I'm not giving up. I'm not, you know, I'm not super down on myself or anything really, but it just, I'm overwhelmed. I'm tired. I'm spent. I just want to like get off the ride for a little bit and just, you know, rest and find the strength to kind of get back up and be more productive and be more, proactive in some of these things. And it just much easier said than done. And I know that it's hard to kind of get that when you're not going through it, but you know, I mean, if it were easy to get out of where we are or to deal with the things that we're dealing with, I would have done it a long time ago, because there is absolutely no payoff for me to feel this way or to continue to sort of deal with the same things day in and day out. It isn't, there's no thrill in it for me. There's no benefit. It's it it's awful. It feels awful. And if there was a workable solution, I would have done it by now. I mean, we've had organizations and people that have come together, and we've all sat around this big round conference table over the span of months, and we had people from different kind of walks of life, different professions, and we all brainstorm ways of dealing with some of these things. And there is just no option. There isn't, you know. Financially, we have to go from where we are to something significantly better, like in a big leap. It can't be baby steps. It's got to be a big leap in order to overcome insurance things or things with disability or stuff like that. I mean, we have to be able to be self-sufficient, completely self-sufficient, meaning that we have to be able to go from where we are to significantly better, you know, and that's not easy to do. And I don't know how to do it, but, you know, I mean, I guess all we can do is just sort of keep on keeping on. And, you know, I keep writing, I keep talking, and I keep helping other people, and, you know, it'll be something that hopefully can pay off at some point, at least as far as my family's concerned. And, you know, I can just sort of find the strength to keep going, I guess. So this is the kind of stuff that I write about on my blog. It's not always like this. I mean, there's a lot of times that, you know, there's a lot of really cool things happening. We've been very blessed in certain areas of our life. And, you know, our kids are amazing. They're challenging, but they're amazing. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we celebrate and victories and whatever. But at this moment in time, on this date, this current week has just been really rough. And, you know, lying to you about it and telling you that it's better than what it is isn't going to do anybody any good. I mean, I'm not here to make you feel comfortable about my life. I mean, it doesn't do anybody any good. So I just sort of say it how it is. And, you know, hopefully if there's people out there who can relate, you know, you realize that you're not alone. You know, there's people out there who get it. And I think sometimes that provides more comfort than just about anything else. So I hope this sort of kind of hits what you guys had been asking about. The topics will be different, obviously. You know, this is just kind of a bad week. But, you know, if this kind of thing is what you guys, you know, want to hear, then I can try and do this more often as well. And like I said, it's not always like this. There's a lot of really amazing things that we get to experience, and I share all that stuff as well. It's just, like I said, this week has been rough, and that's sort of what it feels like for me. So I'm just going to be honest with you. This stuff is hard. It's not easy. Not everybody can do it. And, you know, it is what it is. So I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. And you can reach me at theautismdad.com. You can hit me up on social media, send me an email. I'm happy to always listen to or talk to my readers. So just reach out if you ever need me. I'm always talking to people on Twitter. I'm on Twitter more than I am anything else. So you can follow me there if you want. I'll put a link in the description. So outside of that, I will close this off. We'll have a brief word from my sponsor, and then I will point out a few other things real quick before we close this off, and I will see you guys on the other side. Thanks. Well, that's it for today, folks. I want to remind you guys, I lost my train of thought for a second. I want to remind you guys, you can always find me at theautismdad.com. At the top of the page are all my social media links. You can hit me up on there. I'm usually mostly on Twitter. I don't really tend to pay attention to the rest, so keep that in mind. And you can listen to this podcast if you don't already know this, but you can listen to us on every major podcasting platform there is. I'd really appreciate it if you subscribed. Every listen, every subscription really helps to sort of, I guess, further my efforts
and help me raise awareness and advocate and also provide for my family. So again, thanks for taking the time to tune in, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Autistic kids can sometimes struggle to learn new skills such as riding a bike, reading, or simply having a conversation to a high level of proficiency and automaticity. Brainiac is a brain enhancement program that gets to the root of the problem. It builds stronger brain and body connections that elevate learning capacity within 4 to 6 months. Brainiac cross-trains motor movement, visual, auditory, and cognitive thinking connections using fun, interactive video games. Strengthened connections allow kids to learn new skills and perform them automatically with more confidence and greater independence. Brainiac is for homes and schools. Visit KINUU.com, that's KINUU.com, and be sure to use the code THEAUTISMDAD at checkout to save $500. It's a limited time offer, and it will expire on May 31st.